Holiday magic is in the air, and DSW's got all the shoes to make your season extra merry. Believe, you've got parties to attend and lists to check twice, so DSW is taking care of the details, like gifts to make their eyes all aglow, styles that bring joy to your world, brands everyone wants, like UGG, Nike, Birkenstock, and more, and deals to make your budget bright. Find the perfect shoes for you and yours at a DSW store near you or DSW.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Let's play Finish the Lyrics. Breezy and I were giving you a chance to win a pair of tickets this morning to go see Nelly
and Jaru. Yeah. Sing me a Jaru song.
Okay. Anyways, they're going to be live in concert August 1st at Deering Lake. All you got to do is finish the lyrics to one of these very well-known Nelly or Ja Rule songs that we're about to play you. Call or rate right now, 585-252-9800.
Do they have any songs together? Nelly and Ja Rule?
Not that I know of.
Okay, so they're just going out, doing their thing.
Yeah, they're just doing their thing.
They're just bopping.
All right, we were looking for call or rate. Let's go to the phones. PXY, who's this?
This is Cassandra.
Cassandra, good morning. Happy Friday. You're caller eight.
Woo! A lot of Cassandras, a lot of Clarissas this morning.
Clarissa. Cassandra, where are you calling from?
Newark, New York.
Newark.
Yes, you are.
All right. Here's the deal, okay? Pretend it's 2003. You're driving down Westridge Road in your Pontiac Grand Am to go to Zumtan, and you're blasting Nelly on a CD that you had your girlfriend burn for you off LimeWire. So I'm going to play you a well-known Nelly song. Breezy and I will stop the music, and then you got to finish the lyrics of the song. If you get it wrong, Cassandra, I'm automatically going to the next caller. There's no second chances here. Do you have any questions?
Okay. I gotcha.
No questions? All right, let's get right into it. And here we go. This is for Ja Rule and Nelly tickets. Finish the lyrics. Telling me about a party up in NYC. And can I make it? Damn right. I'll be on the next flight.
Bank ass. First class. Sitting next to... Fiona Knight.
Who?
What?
Sitting next to Fiona White.
You gotta get me.
I kind of just like hum along, you know, and like bob my head.
I mean, first she's got class, half.
Sitting next to. Say it again.
Fiona White.
Who's Tiana?
I don't know.
Who's Tiana? Can we hold on? Let's do a process of elimination here.
Well,
of women whose last name is White.
Right. But we already know what the lyrics are. Okay. We already know what the lyrics are. Tiana's not it. That's not it. Okay. I'm going to give you one more chance. Okay.
Think of women whose last name is White.
Oh man. I wish I had Google open right now because I'd be cheating.
Yeah, that would be cheating. That doesn't count. All right, you get 5 seconds, all right?
You got to give it another... Play it for one more time.
All right.
Maybe she can...
That's a good idea. This is your last chance, and then I got to go to the next caller here, okay? This is a big deal. Take a listen. Tell me about a party up in NYC, and can I make it? Damn right, I'll be on the next flight. Bank ass, first class,
sitting next to... Nope, I don't got it. I'm sorry.
Bye, Cassandra. Okay, Cassandra. Love you.
Thank you so much. PXY, do you need me to replay it again or do you have it?
Hello?
Yes, do you need me to replay the song again or do you think you have it?
Please, can you replay it?
I sure can. Take a listen. Telling me about a party up in NYC and can I make it? Damn right, I'll be on the next flight.
Bank ass, first class, sitting next to... Vanna White.
Oh, yeah! I said Betty White, but neither were.
She did. What's your name?
Chelsea,
congratulations. You're going to go see Nelly and Ja Rule at Darien Lake August 1st. worse.
Ja Rule. He's literally a criminal, but
okay, stop. Okay, shut up, okay, shut up. Okay, all right, Chelsea, thank you so much for playing along to finish the lyrics. Stay there. I'm going to hook you up. Who are you going to bring to the show with you?
I'm going to bring my sister.
Woo! She had her go-go juice this morning.
Yeah, we love Cabernet in the morning. Oh, all right, stay right there. Hey, what's the only station in the city hooking you up with Ja Rule and Nelly?
98 PSY.
Here's an idea. Be a part of the show. Call or text Moose and Breezy now.
585-252-9800. The number one hit music station.
98 PXY. PXY mornings. Moose, Breezy, happy Friday. Less than 2 weeks until Christmas. A lot of people already finished with their Christmas shopping or decorations. And Kristen from Pittsburgh happens to be one of those people. This week, we received this message from her. And I'm reading it. And I'm like, this is really great. She just moved into this neighborhood. Turns out her neighbor happens to be a real Karen. Someone left an anonymous note on her mailbox asking her if she can please do everyone on the block the favor of taking down her decorations.
Does she have blow-ups? If she has blow-ups, then yeah, I stand with Karen.
Really?
I don't know. Inflatable blow-ups that I had a massive rant about? Yeah, take them down.
Hi, are you there, Kristen?
Yes, good morning.
Hi, talk to us.
By the way, I love listening to you guys, and I just wanted to share my story with you.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much.
My husband and I just moved into a new neighborhood this past summer in Pittsburgh, and we've been so excited for the holidays, and we got around to getting all our Christmas stuff up inside and outside, and over the weekend, I got a note taped to our mailbox, and it was from an anonymous neighbor. Mm.
Can you do us the kindness of reading what's in the letter?
Yeah.
Okay.
So she writes, "Welcome to the neighborhood. While we welcome all the open arms, we pride ourselves in a level of class, and frankly, your Christmas yard decorations miss the mark."
Oh. What a Pittsburgh thing to say.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, oh, that's not even over. She writes, "While these boxed blow-ups may have been acceptable where you came from, here they're an eyesore, and frankly, the 2000 tacky era is over. You might want to consider changing the theme for the neighborhood that's better than blow-ups."
Oh, man. Some people like a good blow-up. I'm going to be fully transparent here. I'm not a huge fan.
Not a blow-up girl. Not a blow-up girl.
No, you're not. But I'm assuming, do you have kids, Kristen?
Yes. I have a 5-year-old.
Okay.
And my kid loves it. And it's the best thing about Christmas. And honestly, I was a little shocked, but also a little hurt. But I don't think they're tacky. Kids love it.
No, I mean, then that's... Sounds like that's probably why you're doing it. So, by the sound of things, you got a real Karen in the neighborhood there in Pittsburgh where you live. What a shocker. Do you have any clue who it could possibly be on your street?
Yeah, wait, how do you know it's a woman, first of all?
I feel like men won't be as thorough in their note writing skills. Like
they'd be like, hi, okay, get to the point, Johnny.
Yeah, I was talking to my wife, and she's not keen on you keeping these up.
I don't know. It's just,
How are you going to handle this?
I mean, I'm not taking them down because my kid loves it, and I don't think they're tacky. I just think it's rude and sad that we have a Grinch on the block.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't take them down. No. How long have you been in the neighborhood now?
Since the summer, so 6 months.
Oh, you just got there.
Yeah.
Oh, so you don't, have you made friends with any of the neighbors or not really yet?
Not really. And, you know, I'm not going to take it down because of a silly note. They can come to my face and say it.
Would this happen in any other town other than Pittsburgh? I don't see this happening in Spencerport. I don't see this happening in Hilton. I see this happening
Hilton's
in
Little Bush, specific areas.
I suppose, but you can't truly expect somebody who just moved in the neighborhood, have all of their decorations up, have kids, whether you know that or not.
I mean, Pittsburgh's a little uppity. I can't wait to live there one day.
yeah, right.
Fully.
Oh, you're going to fit right in, Breeze.
Fully. I don't know. I mean, I guess I'm pretty biased. I don't do Christmas decorations, so I'm kind of on Karen's side. I mean, not in the sense of, like, you should take it down or anything.
She said they look so 2000s.
I'm also just not a blow up girly, so I also don't love them. But here's the thing about it. It's your yard. It's your taste. So you do you. Okay, Kristen?
Thank you.
I got to ask, though, how can Kristen retaliate? Can you do me a favor? Just take photos of it?
Okay, will do.
Thanks for the call.
I think that if you're going to put up these Christmas decorations and you're brand new to the neighborhood, screw what the neighbors say. You cannot give in. You got to hold the line.
Well, honestly, if she's in a neighborhood, my thought on it is she probably has an HOA, yeah. And there's probably a clause for blow-ups. Blow-ups are...
We know how you feel about blow-ups. We totally...
Yeah, like, it's my lawn, I pay taxes, whatever, but, like, it's hurting everyone else around you.
Wait, does your parents have a blow-up somewhere in the yard?
What? No. Ew. What?
What do they have for decorations?
Really nice, classy... decorations.
So one of our let me know what you guys think. 585-252-9800. I'm already looking at the text line right now, and so many people are already saying 100% keep them up. We should all go and find where Kristen lives in this neighborhood in Pittsford, and then everybody should contribute and put blow-ups in their front yard just to piss this neighbor off. Jesus. One of our coworkers got a letter right down here. This guy gets a letter from his neighbor that everybody on their street has to put those brown paper bags in front of the house with candle in them.
Why?
It looks nice. It's aesthetically pleasing on Christmas Eve.
Seems like a fire hazard.
It definitely is a fire hazard, but it looks really pretty.
Like, I have an idea. Let's put a tea light in a brown paper bag. The whole neighborhood goes up in flames.
People like, do it. People do it. And I was at a wedding once where they did it around the pool area. It's very pretty. It's very pretty.
Okay. No. Are they providing the bag?
No, they want everybody to...
Then no, I'm out. No, you're not telling me what I'm spending my money on. Thank you, though. Listen, that's why HOAs are in place. And if you don't have an HOA, then you should move somewhere where there is one in place so you don't have to run into this issue anymore.
Well, you wouldn't run into this issue if you lived on the west side.
What do you mean?
This is totally an east side thing in Rochester, New York. People
there's no HOAs on the west side?
No, it does not HOA in general, but nobody on the west side is going to tell you to come take down your ornaments.
Yeah, it's a different world over there.
It's a totally different world.
I mean, you would know. You grew up there.
Yeah. Now I'm right in between. This is the best of both worlds. Honestly, I'm not trying to throw shade. I prefer the east side now.
Yeah, we know. You're that guy.
PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. 27 for the high today, and the sun is shining in downtown High Falls. Thank goodness.
Gorgeous.
Well, this is going to be a cringe break, but anyways, go ahead. We need one last big push for our girl Breezy here.
One last big push.
And I'm telling you right now, God forbid you lose this. Tell us what it is.
So here's the situation. I am up, in case you missed it, for best local media personality in Rochester. For the Best of Rochester 2024 Awards through City Magazine.
And if she loses this nomination, then it's rigged.
Period.
Anyone, can you guys think of anybody in politics that Breezy sounds like? Anyone familiar that might cross your mind?
This, I have to win this. It is the most important thing. I've worked my entire career for this. And if I don't win it, then the whole thing's probably fake. So.
It's rigged, yeah. If you don't win it, what? How would this affect you? How would this affect
me? It would ruin my life.
How would it affect the show?
It would ruin my life.
If you did win this, what then what? Then you what? You
I can peaked.
Sleep more peacefully at night?
And I have...
I've peaked!
And I
you
honestly...
Haven't. You haven't.
Honestly, it would mean the world to me because I would go 3 for 3 for awards that I've won this year. So let's give a little synopsis of the awards I've won this year. So I won $1,000 through the National Broadcasters Association through the state of New York. New York Broadcast Association, not national. So I edited this whole video. It was iconic. They loved it. They sent me $1,000. And then I wrote in for us to go to Morning Show Boot Camp and that was chosen as well. We got to be flown out to San Diego. That was amazing. And then this one would be iconic. And I just found out that I've been nominated for this for the past 3 years. I've never known. Never, not once. So this is my year. And the reason I didn't win is because I didn't campaign for myself. I didn't push. I didn't even know.
It's hard not when you don't know things.
I know. So did you vote for me?
Yes, I did. It's taken care of. And
when did you do that? Did you send the family group chat out like I asked you to your family?
No.
I would really appreciate it if you could do that.
I don't want to get my family involved because there was just an election they had to vote for, but I can assure you that me and my brothers voted and one of my cousins. So
you're trying to tell me that you have this massive Italian family with hundreds of people and you won't just
let me guess.
Shoot out a group text?
Let me guess. If you lose, it's my fault.
Probably.
Yeah, that's what it
Giano,
is.
Sebastiano, all these people, they can't vote.
Not every Italian name ends with Iano, okay? Just a heads up. There's a bunch of Perrys and Joes and Carlos, too, okay? Not just Ianos.
Send it to Vincenzo.
So real quick, before I give away these Rock Holiday Light tickets, because this is my last Carlo ticket to give away, tell people really quick how they can go and vote.
So it's quite simple. And when I say it's quite simple, it's not simple at all.
It's true. It's not that
it's
simple.
It's not easy at all. So you're going to go to rockcitymag.com.
Wouldn't it be easier to just post it to our social?
I did. And everyone's like, the link is broken. I'm like, oh my God, it's just too much.
Oh, really?
So I did post it to our social. And then, I mean, I hope, I pray that people got it. And then you're going to go to best of and on the best of tab at the top. And then once you get there, you're going to go to shopping and services.
Oh, my God.
I know. They're really making us jump through these hoops. And then you're going to go to best local media personality. And there's three men before me who I'm not too sure. And then you're going to go to the bottom and click breezy.
Right.
Not me being on the bottom.
Yeah.
Classic. It's me and a bunch of dudes. Listen, girl power. Okay. So, and listen. Best local media personality. The key word here is personality. These other people are just news anchors, in my opinion.
Right.
I don't spew news. I don't.
Let's not downplay what they are.
No. I'm not. Do. No, I'm definitely not. I'm just saying, I think I have a little bit more personality than your average news anchor.
Sure.
That's my opinion.
I think we can all agree with that. There's only so much that they can bring to the table on an actual news station.
Right, because it's serious and it's like legit. And
we're
if there's
the
anything about our show, we're not serious and we're not legit.
All right. We're the opposite of that. So make sure you do your best to go and vote for our girl Breezy. For the love of God, we need her to win this so she can make it her whole personality.
And if we do win, it'll be a group win. So.
Oh, yeah. All right, guys, looking for caller 8 right now to win a Carlo ticket for you and up to 6 friends to experience the 2024 Holiday Light Show at Victor Hills. If you guys love Christmas lights, and I know you do, I mean, it's already, Friday the 13th of December, plan on checking out the Holiday Light Show at Victor Hills because this is the last season to experience a 1.5 mile long journey through the rolling wooden trails of Victor Hills Golf Club. And over 1 million lights. Did I mention that? It's just minutes from Eastview Mall, Thruway Exit 44. You could grab your tickets right now at rocklights.com, but why do that when you can win them?
You can win them right now by being caller number 8 and voting for me.
Okay.
Simple as that.
585-252-9800. Good luck.
Hey, it's Devin's. Every afternoon, I've got new songs you might not know yet. Lots of throwbacks you've probably forgot about. And, of course, the biggest PXY hits right now. Come hang with me starting at 3 right here on the number one hit music station, 98 PXY.